Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by GNC's Buy One, Get One Half Off Sale. Finish summer strong at GNC. Mix and match vitamins, collagen, Slim Vance, and more. Buy one, get one half off. It ends soon. GNC, live well. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How can we do you on this fine day?
Well, I met this girl. We've been hanging out for a couple of weeks. We really hit it off. We like love the same types of music and same types of movies, foods. So everything's just been going well. And, you know, been crashing at her place because, you know, she's a little far from me. Lately, I just haven't heard anything from her. She's, like, ghosting me. I'm not hearing back from her, and I'm just wondering what's going on. I feel like things are going great.
Did you make sweet love?
Oh, my God.
We got close, you know, a few bases, I guess you'd say. Didn't quite go all the way yet, but, you know, I love her smell, you know.
Okay. What?
What?
Okay, love the smell.
Stop right there. Now you're sounding like a murderer.
Yeah, you sound creepy when you say that.
I'd love to wear her skin.
I don't know.
And eat her bones. All right.
Jeez.
We'll call her next. Jason, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
To the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Jason. He said he's been hanging out with this girl, Sammy, a lot, like spending time in her place and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Last time they hung out for a weekend, they were drinking and stuff, having a good time, a little messing around, nothing completely sexual. We'll call her right now and see if she'll continue this relationship. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Sammy?
Yes?
Okay, don't hang up. We're calling you. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. It's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And we have an interesting proposition for you.
Did I win something? Is it like a concert?
Well, it's funny that you say that. First of all, what's your reaction when I say the name Jason? Okay. Not a good reaction.
I mean,
here's the thing. So Jason called us and he was telling us about, you know, how you guys were hanging out and stuff like that and how he spent weekends at your house. And he's just very confused as to why, even though you guys had a lot in common, why you're not calling him back, because he would love to continue some sort of relationship. How about this? How about we get you tickets to a concert to go to together?
Yeah, but I don't want to go with him. I just want to go to the concert and, like, never see him again.
Yeah, but you would have to go with him.
So if I went with him, would I have to, like, stay with him the whole time? Like, could you get us, like, separate seats or something?
No, listen.
That wouldn't be with him.
No, that's not a date. You can't negotiate it. The whole point is he called us to try and set up another date with you. Like, why are you trying to avoid this dude?
Well, can't it be, like, a date from, like, opposite sides of the arena or something?
No, we can't. Listen, stop trying to negotiate. Why do you not like this guy?
It's gross. I don't even think, like, I can say it, like, on your radio station.
Well, he said you smelled good.
Yeah, is it because, like, he basically moved into your damn apartment or wherever you live?
No, I mean, I don't care about that. I don't care that he was staying with me because, like, that's cute, you know, at the beginning of a relationship. But, I live in, like, not the best area, you know, so I have, like, surveillance cameras. My dad made me get them, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I check them once a week, and, oh, God. The last time he stayed over, I checked them, I caught him going through, like, my drawers, and then, you know how you have that one drawer by your bed that, like, no one's supposed to go through? It's, like, your specific drawer?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Where you keep, what do you mean?
It has all your, like, private stuff. Here, you'll find out what I mean.
Okay.
Because he goes through it, and he finds my lady toy, my, you know,
lady toy,
my special friend, and he, oh God, he smells it, and then he puts it in his mouth.
What?
Your vibrator?
Stop it.
He smelled it and put it in his mouth.
Oh my God, that is so disgusting.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm going to vomit.
So can I have these tickets?
Okay, no, you can't. I hate to break it to you that Jason's on the phone and heard that. Jason.
I'm booked through stuff.
Oh, Jason, ew.
You're on camera.
Dude.
I literally have it on camera. Like, you can't say you didn't do it when there's hard evidence against you. What kind of guy, like, does that? What kind of guy, like, takes another, like, someone's vibrator, not just tastes it, but smells it, puts it in their mouth, and then throws it back in there? Like, doesn't even, at least wash it off. I used it later, didn't even know, and it spit all over it. I mean, hello?
He hung up, Sammy.
Oh, I would, too.
I don't want to talk to this guy ever again.
So just for the record, you didn't want to go on another date with him?
Of course not. But can I still have those tickets?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Yes, you can have the tickets.
For everything you've been through.
Yeah, for everything you've been through. You deserve, take whoever the hell you want and lose that dude's number.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I already lost.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
I don't know if it's really a great date when you're... date ends up in the hospital, but according to her, it was still great, and she wants another one. We'll find out what he has to say mañana at 8:10. All right, it's the Get Up Crew second date update on the 10s. Yeah, yeah.